guys, it's Daniel Latta Motivation. If you guys don't know, I actually kind of retired from doing my motivational stuff. I've been doing it for about 12 years. We've done everything from UFC fighters, pro athletes, pro football, tons of just about every college in the nation, and it was a fun journey. But I am actually feeling more of a calling on my life to share the gospel as a responsible Christian should, as a mature Christian should. And so we're actually going to be going into a series on this, and this is some heavy stuff for me as well. Going from lukewarm to hot as a Christian, moving in spiritual warfare, a real prayer life with results. Bible talks about knowing people by their fruit. So we're also going to talk about the enemy's strategies on invading your life and how to make sure that those strategies are countered, and not even a possibility, because you know the devil's strategy ahead of time. It's going to be a 5-part series. So stay on the look for that. This is just a brief introduction, if you will, to all of that. We're going to go over everything from the armor of God to actually some stuff about armor you've never heard probably preached. And then we're also going to go into talking about fasting. And then we're also going to go into talking about the enemy strategies over your life and identifying those, which not very many pastors go over. But the point of this is to strengthen your faith and get you on a whole new level of you being a stronger Christian, where you don't just rely on the pastor's Sunday sermon, where you don't just rely on your Bible study, but you have the discernment to move when God calls you to move, and to really obey that calling that God has specified on your life, and how to hear that calling, and then how to obey and yield to the Holy Spirit when He's telling you to do something, and not have a doubt, but to know that God is calling you. Let me tell you right now, God is calling you, especially if you're listening to this podcast, and not to be influenced by the people around you, but to be influenced by the Holy Spirit that surrounds you. Amen? Woo! We're going to go into some stuff about how the devil can use even things that look like they're supposed to be on your life to actually attack your life, because at the end of the day, their intention wasn't the love of God unconditionally, all right? But it might have been self-motivating. So it's how to check these factors with long-term fruit. And I'm not going to dive into it too deep right here. This is just an introduction. But if you're ready to go from maybe even kind of warm to boiling hot Christian, I encourage you to listen to the upcoming 5 podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. My prayers out to you and your family. Stay spiritually strong, stay mentally tough, and just continue to push yourself even physically, and dive into that word every morning in your secret place. I want to encourage you to stay consistent. Set an alarm to wake up, and then another alarm for Bible time, is prayer time, and then have a window where you can do that. And of course, you can do it through the day, but in the morning, man, let me tell you, there's something about having a sacred time with God, a sacred spot with God in your secret place. All right, this is Daniel Latta Motivation. I guess I'm just going to start calling these Daniel Latta something like maybe a stronger Christian, or we'll figure it out. Right now I'm more focused on you guys actually having results in your own spiritual walk with the Lord, and strengthening you guys, because I really don't see a higher level of discipleship necessary. We're going to go over some advanced stuff. We'll probably even talk about how to cast out a demon, stuff like that. As well as really knowing your fruit and what you're here to be called for, because it is so essential to your Christian walk. Dude, I'll tell you what, if you guys, we'll probably go over how to pray in tongues and stuff like that. And a lot of people freak out over that. It's not a big deal. The big deal is that you do it, because when you pray in tongues, man, you're speaking in a code that only God can understand, unless someone is actually going to really, we'll dive into that also. Unveil your tongue, if you will. That's a separate thing. We're not talking about that. But those are two different tools. All right, man. I hope you guys have a blessed day, blessed night, and get your focus right this week. End all distractions. Anything that's taken away from time with you and the Lord this week, it's got to go. And the reason why is because you're going to the next level with your walk with Christ, and you're not going to settle for anything less than the best Christian you can be to produce the best fruit for the kingdom of God. Because we're going to get kingdom-minded this week. All right, you guys take care.